This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House said Monday it believes Russia is turning to Iran to provide it with hundreds of unmanned aerial vehicles, including weapons-capable drones, for use in its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said it was unclear whether Iran had already provided any of the unmanned systems to Russia.
This is just one example of how Russia is looking to countries like Iran for capabilities that are also being used, I might add, or have been used before we got the ceasefire in place in Yemen, to attack Saudi Arabia.
Sullivan said the U.S. has information that indicates Iran is preparing to train Russian forces to use them as soon as this month. Sullivan's revelation comes on the eve of President Joe Biden's trip to Israel and Saudi Arabia, where Iran's nuclear program and malign activities in the region will be a key subject of discussion. Ukraine warned Monday that Russian forces were preparing to intensify their fight for key cities in the Donbas, as President Volodymyr Zelensky bitterly accused Canada of undermining sanctions against Moscow. In eastern Ukraine, the focal point for a grinding Russian offensive, the number of people dead from a weekend attack in the town of Chasiv Yar in the Donetsk region rose to 30, according to emergency services. Deadly Russian rocket strikes Monday slammed Kharkiv, the country's second city, in a targeted attack on a shopping center and civilian residences, according to the regional chief. Police in South Africa said Monday they've arrested two people in connection with one of two bar shootings that left a total of 19 people dead in killings that shocked the nation. This is VOA News.